Last year was a record year for fines in Alaska's oil and gas fields. State regulators proposed some $1.7 million in penalties against five companies and the University of Alaska Fairbanks for violating safety and environmental regulations at oil and gas wells. One reason for the increase? More and smaller operators entering a state long dominated by a handful of major players. The largest violator in recent years has been the company Hillcorp, which has revitalized gas production in Cook Inlet and expanded into the North Slope while racking up more than $1 million in proposed fines. APRN's Rachel Waldholz reports.
Last September, three contractors nearly died while working on a well at Hillcorp's Milne Point unit on the North Slope. The three men were knocked unconscious when nitrogen filled the trailer where they were working. All three recovered. But an investigation by the Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, which regulates the state's wells, found that the incident would have been fatal if one of the workers hadn't been lucky enough to collapse in the fresh air outside the trailer. The commission found that Hillcorp had violated state regulations at the site, and it wasn't the first time. In a letter, the commission wrote, "The disregard for regulatory compliance is endemic to Hillcorp's approach," and virtually assured the occurrence of the incident that injured the three workers. Regulators proposed a $720,000 fine, adding, "Hillcorp's conduct is inexcusable."
So who wrote that? That was a team effort.
That's Kathy Forster, one of the agency's two commissioners. This spring, the commission posted a list of all the penalties it's imposed since 1976, about 30 in all. More than a third of those were logged last year. Forster says that's in part because of more enforcement, but it's also been driven by a shift in Alaska's oil fields as newer companies have entered the state.
As we get in smaller operators and new operators that aren't familiar with Alaska regulations, we've had some operators who've used a learn-as-you-go approach to regulatory compliance, which I frown upon.
Forster is quick to add that not all small operators have trouble following the rules. And the largest penalty ever recorded wasn't for a small company at all. It was a $1.3 million fine against BP for an explosion and fire that injured a worker in 2002. But of the 11 fines proposed last year, 10 were for smaller companies. Larry Persley is an oil and gas advisor to the Kenai Peninsula Borough. He says it may be too early to call it a trend, but if it continues, it's not unique to Alaska.
Looking around the country, smaller operators, which is what we're seeing more of in Alaska, particularly Cook Inlet, smaller operators tend to get cited on compliance issues more than the major oil and gas producers.
Persley says smaller companies may not have the resources, the expertise, the staff, or the emphasis on following the rules. And most fines aren't for incidents that cause environmental damage or injure workers. Reading through the list of penalties can feel like going through a stack of parking tickets, citations for failing to provide reports or failing to test or install the right equipment. But that's exactly what the commission should be focused on, Persley says.
It's good governance on the part of the state and the industry to have zero tolerance for any errors, any violations, because things go bad, they really go bad.
That appears to be the commission's concern about Hillcorp, which accounted for six of the 11 penalties proposed last year. Since entering Alaska in 2011, Hillcorp has taken over fields from bigger players in Cook Inlet and the North Slope, becoming a significant oil producer and the inlet's largest natural gas producer. In the process, it's been hit with over $1 million in proposed fines. Forster wouldn't comment on specific incidents because most of those penalties are still being appealed, but she says she stands by the commission's written statements.
In their early time, we didn't send out any notices of violation or notices of enforcement. Instead, we chose to educate them. But you can only be the new kid on the block so long before you start having to be responsible for your behavior.
Representatives from Hillcorp itself declined to be interviewed. In an emailed statement, David Wilkins, Hillcorp Alaska's senior vice president, wrote, "We take regulatory compliance issues seriously. We are working to improve communications and understanding with all of our regulators, including the Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission." Forster says her team believes Hillcorp is serious about changing how it operates going forward. And she says the solutions are pretty simple.
Regulatory compliance isn't that difficult. You have to prioritize it. You have to incentivize it. And you have to equip for it.
The real key, she says, is for companies to make it clear to their employees that following the rules is non-negotiable. From the Energy Desk, with help from Hannah Craig and Eric Keto in Anchorage, I'm Rachel Waldholtz in Juneau.
You can find a full list of penalties broken down by company on our website at alaskapublic.org.